Welcome to your daily devotional, September 8th. You shall be holy. Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 2. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. God's people are called to be separate from and different in conduct than the world around them. To be called to be holy by God is to be set apart as His special people for His special service. This principle forms the basis for the wildly unpopular but true scriptural doctrine of biblical separation. As I go, I'm going to be throwing some Bible references out at you. But if you're listening to this online, you can also click on the read and you'll be able to see these scriptures if you miss them as we go. This doctrine is to be applied to our dealings and alliances with those who are not Bible-believing Christians and or do not affirm the simple gospel, which we read in John 3:16, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. We are to evangelize them, not join with them. The doctrine of biblical separation, however, should not be used in such a way that it excludes mercy or to break fellowship with true believers who also have sound Bible doctrine, but maybe they disagree in a certain point. The basis for this doctrine is the holiness of God as affirmed in our text, Leviticus 19:2. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. We are to practice regarding spiritual and moral matters, separation from unbelievers, those who do not affirm the Christian gospel at all, the worldly crowd, and peoples of other religions. Amos chapter 3 and verse 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 17, Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, and 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. Separation from erring believers and false professors of faith must likewise be practiced. By this, we refer to those who profess to believe in the Christian gospel but are doctrinally unsound, willing to compromise on at least one major point of doctrine, or live in a way that can clearly be shown to be in violation of biblical precepts. Romans chapter 16 and verse 17, 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 9 through 13, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 6, 2 John verses 10 and 11, and Jude verse 3. John 17, verses 20 through 23, the Lord's Prayer for Christian Unity is often used as the basis for the ecumenical argument. But in that sense, it is misapplied. The least common denominator of love, unity, and acceptance cannot be applied at the expense of God's truth. However, this passage can and should be applied to true believers whose differences are insignificant and that they are not regarding any major doctrines of the Christian faith. Now we come to practical considerations, what we've all been waiting for in our daily devotional. And these include unhealthy associations, dilution of the truth of our message, joining ecumenical organizations such as Rhode Island Council of Churches and World Council of Churches, and other entangling alliances. All of these things must be avoided. We must be willing to stand on the Word of God as written, and compromise and people-pleasing methods should be avoided. The end does not justify the means if it violates the truth. As Christians, let us remember that what we approve, we promote. Although truth is unpopular, even in Christian circles, without cultivating truth, we will not grow and mature in our Christian lives individually or corporately. For further study and biblical support, and all of these things I have just said with regard to practical considerations, you can take a read of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. So you see in this devotional, You can either go as shallow or as deep as you like, friend. God bless you, and I pray that this challenges you and strengthens you in your Christian walk today.